Monday morning, beloved. I hope that you have recovered sufficiently from our holiday weekend, and I am glad to start this week off with you in God's Word. Today, we are in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 35. Here we'll learn that obeying the Lord's teachings will show one the right way to live. True happiness is gained by having wisdom from the Lord. And again, God's saving word for us as we begin this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Proverbs chapter 3 at verse 1. My child, don't forget what I teach you. Always remember what I tell you to do. My teaching will give you a long and prosperous life. Never let go of loyalty and faithfulness. Tie them around your neck. Write them on your heart. If you do this, both God and people will be pleased with you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely on what you think you know. Remember the Lord in everything you do, and He will show you the right way. Never let yourself think that you are wiser than you are. Simply obey the Lord and refuse to do wrong. If you do, it will be like good medicine, healing your wounds and easing your pains. Honor the Lord by making Him an offering from the best of all your land produces. If you do, your barns will be filled with grain, and you will have too much wine to store it all. My child, when the Lord corrects you, pay close attention and take it as a warning. The Lord corrects those He loves as parents correct a child of whom they are proud. Happy is anyone who becomes wise, who comes to have understanding. There is more profit in it than there is in silver. It is worth more to you than gold. Wisdom is more valuable than jewels. Nothing you could want can compare with it. Wisdom offers you long life as well as wealth and honor. Wisdom can make your life pleasant and lead you safely through it. Those who become wise are happy and wisdom will give them life. The Lord created the earth by His wisdom. By His knowledge, He set the sky in place. His wisdom caused the rivers to flow and the clouds to give rain to the earth. My child, hold on to your wisdom and insight. Never let them get away from you. They will provide you with life, a pleasant and happy life. You can go safely on your way and never even stumble. You will not be afraid when you go to bed, and you will sleep soundly through the night. You will not have to worry about sudden disasters, such as come on the wicked like a storm. The Lord will keep you safe. He will not let you fall into a trap. Whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. Never tell your neighbors to wait until tomorrow if you can help them now. Don't plan anything that will hurt your neighbors. They live beside you, trusting you. Don't argue with others for no reason when they have never done you any harm. Don't be jealous of violent people or decide to act as they do, because the Lord hates people who do evil, but He takes righteous people into His confidence. The Lord puts a curse on homes of the wicked, but blesses the homes of the righteous. He has no use for conceited people, but shows favor to those who are humble. Wise people will gain an honorable reputation, but stupid people will only add to their own disgrace. And today's key verse is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, where the writer tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and never rely on what you think you know. You know, beloved, it is a very obvious line that is being drawn here for us. And that line is between knowledge and wisdom. The Bible says that in the end times there's going to be an explosion of knowledge, and we see that with all the facts that anyone who has a computer connected to the internet can access. However, we're also seeing an explosion of what is the opposite of wisdom? I guess it's just, it says wise people will gain an honorable reputation, but stupid people will only add to their own disgrace. So I guess the opposite of wise is stupid. And those people, you see them running around, trying to change up society's mores, that have been based on the Word of God, and yet they don't agree with it. So they want everybody to change to be like them. Well, the Word has told us this morning, it's better to do what the Lord does. Don't trust in your own understanding, what you think you know, but depend on the Lord. Put your trust in Him. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, I trust in You with all my heart. Lead me this day. I know that You will show me the right way with loyalty and faithfulness as my vanguards. Amen. Well, a little bit longer lesson today, but join me tomorrow when we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 36, where everyone is invited to search for knowledge. All right. So, until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.